With its limited light pollution, the North Shore is one of the greatest places in Minnesota for space observation. Andrew Johnson is an astronomy graduate student at the University of Minnesota. He's leading a series of night sky observation programs at state parks around Minnesota this summer called Universe in the Park. He joins us now to share just how easy it is to observe the night sky right here on the North Shore. Welcome, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey, Andrew. Give us a general rundown. How do we go about finding things in the night sky?
Well, first I just want to give you some general tips if you're wanting to go out and look for objects in the night sky. First and foremost, you mentioned light pollution on the intro. What we astronomers call light pollution is just any ambient light that might come from, say, the city or street lights, car lights, housing lights. So if you can get as far away from that as possible, you're doing really well. So that's the first thing that you want to do. And then, obviously, if you're going to be going around in the dark, you want to carry a flashlight. But for actual observing, you want to carry a flashlight with either a red filter or a flashlight covered in red film. The red light disturbs your eyes less than the white light from a normal flashlight, so it helps preserve the night vision that you obtain when you're wandering around at night. It'll take your eyes about 15 to 20 minutes to fully adjust to the night sky, and you want to keep that once it gets there, so that's why you want to keep a red flashlight around. Having a compass is generally helpful. If you look at sky charts and stuff, they might say that an object might be in the western part of the sky or the eastern part of the sky, so being able to find those directions quickly is really beneficial. Also, certain mounts for telescopes will sometimes want you to point the telescope south, so being able to align that properly is of great use. One small tip for when you're looking at objects, certain faint objects can be harder to see if you look straight at them. You have sort of a blind spot when you're looking directly ahead. So if you kind of look off-center from the object, just look a little bit to the side of the object, your peripheral vision can pick that up pretty well, and sometimes it's easier to see fainter objects that way.
Those are great tips. So what kind of equipment do we need?
Before you start getting into equipment, I would recommend being able to find some major constellations on your own without any help. So being able to look at constellations like the constellation Orion or finding the Big Dipper. Being able to locate those readily will help you all greatly when using the equipment. So the best advice I can give for people starting out who feel they want something to aid themselves in looking at the night sky is to find a good pair of astronomical binoculars. A lot of people want to jump right in the telescope, but the binoculars are easier to transport. You can still mount them on tripods, and they still provide great observing as well as, or in contrast to telescopes. They also tend to be a little bit cheaper. If you are going to go out and buy a telescope, I wouldn't recommend refractors, which are your traditional telescopes that have lenses. Reflectors tend to give you more payback for your money. Reflectors are telescopes that work on mirrors. You might hear the term Cassegrain or Newtonian telescope. Those tend to, you can get bigger telescopes for less money with reflectors. And it's important to get a bigger telescope with a larger aperture. The aperture allows you to resolve the objects in the sky much better, and they also kind of bring out fainter objects much more. There's this kind of misconception that you want a telescope with high magnification. It's better to look for a telescope with a larger aperture rather than a greater magnification, because the larger aperture will allow you to see fainter objects, and again, it'll resolve them more. If you're going to go out and buy a pair of binoculars or a telescope, you can expect to maybe spend around $100 to $200 on a good pair of starter binoculars, and maybe $300 to $400 on a nice starter telescope. So again, the binoculars tend to be cheaper, but they still provide a great access to fainter objects in the sky.
I have some glow-in-the-dark star charts. Do you have just some quick advice on maybe a star book or star charts or reference?
So I know there's a couple places online. SkyMaps.com will print a monthly star chart for the evening sky, so around 9 or 10 o'clock. I believe that's listed on your website, and all these references will be listed on your website. Again, those come out monthly, and they give a view of the sky that'll be accessible at like 9 or 10 o'clock. Those can be printed out. They're free. There's a site called Your Sky. It's a little bit more advanced, but it'll show the night sky and where the planets are and the constellations are for any given time of the night or any given day, so you can look in advance, or you can even look in past history to see what those are. Sky and Telescope is a magazine that's printed. They have a website. It's a commercial website. It's good for seeing what kind of recommendations they have for equipment like telescopes or binoculars. So those are good references. One other thing is if you have an iPad or an iPhone, I know they have an app on there that I'm pretty sure it's a free app. Maybe you have to pay for it. I'm not sure the specifics, but it actually, if you point it up at the sky, it'll show you exactly what you're looking at, the constellations or any objects like that. So I've seen some people have that, and that's really cool.
Okay. So, what are some objects that we can see in the sky right now?
Currently, if you go out in the night sky, you can see Saturn. It's going to be a bright object kind of in the western part of the sky. It'll be viewable around dusk or a little bit later. If you're wanting to see Jupiter or Mars, you're going to have to wait until the morning. Jupiter will be sort of overhead, maybe a little bit towards the west in the morning, and Mars is going to be in the east just before sunrise. The next full moon is going to be August 13th. Right now, you can see the moon in the morning. In fact, just half an hour ago, I was able to see it in the sky as I was coming in. So it's third quarter right now, and it's very visible right now if the skies are clear.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Universe in the Park events?
Yeah, so Universe in the Park program, what we do is we send graduate students out to state parks, and we give a presentation that might last about 20 minutes. The topic varies from presentation to presentation. The graduate students decide maybe a day or two before they go out there exactly what they want to talk about. And then weather permitting, we'll go out, we'll set up telescopes, and we'll look at the night sky. We'll try and find as many objects as we can. We stay out as long as there's interest. And again, that's all weather permitting. I'm going to be up in the North Shore area at Teteguchi State Park on Friday, August 5th, and then I'll be at Gooseberry Falls on Saturday, August 6th. So I haven't been up there before, but as you say, the North Shore skies are supposed to be beautiful, so I'm hoping that we can see some really good objects, and hopefully the weather is beautiful when we're up there.
We're speaking with Andrew Johnson, an astronomy graduate student from the University of Minnesota, about some tips and tricks for observing the night sky on the North Shore. Anything else you want to add, Andrew?
Nope. I encourage everyone to try and take a gander at the night sky, and if it's beautiful, as you say, up there, I mean, I'm jealous, so I encourage everyone to do that as much as possible. That's how I got interested in astronomy, so keep looking, and good luck.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, thank you.